I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is all about strong adjectives, synonyms for basic adjectives. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you some adjectives, some basic, simple adjectives, and I want you to try and find synonyms of those words. Strong versions of those words. With adjectives, there's lots and lots of simple words like good and bad, hot and cold. But to develop your vocabulary and to choose a more appropriate word for the context, sometimes we need to use strong adjectives. So I'm going to give you some words and I want you to try and find as many strong adjectives as you can, synonyms of that word. At the end, I will give you my answers and I'll also give you an example sentence for each. So, grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down these simple adjectives. Number one, small. So, very small. What is another word for very small? Number two, very tired. Very tired. Number three, very dirty, very dirty. Number four, very beautiful, very beautiful. Number five, very bad, very bad. And number six, very good. So, six adjectives. Try and find some strong adjectives to use instead of very. So pause the podcast, write down your answers, and then I will give you my answers plus an example sentence for each. Okay, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to write those down. Let's take a look at my answers. So number one, very small. I've put tiny and minuscule. So I'll give you an example with tiny. There's a tiny spider on the wall. There's a tiny spider on the wall. That's better than saying there's a small spider or there's a little spider, especially if it is very, very small. Number two, very tired. I've got a couple of answers here. Exhausted, and knackered. I use this word all the time. I'm knackered, especially after a long day. An example sentence? I've been working since 7 o'clock in the morning, so I'm exhausted. I'm knackered. Next, very dirty. Well, the word I've chosen here is filthy. Filthy. An example sentence. This room is filthy. When are you going to clean it? Next, very beautiful. I've got a couple of options here. Stunning and gorgeous. For example, the mountains in Patagonia are stunning. Next, very bad. I've got a couple here. Awful and terrible. An example sentence. I was looking forward to seeing the film, but it was awful. And the last one, very good. You could say great, brilliant, fantastic. These are all good options instead of very good. For example, we had a fantastic day at the beach. And that's it. How did you do? Remember, next time you want to say something was very good or very bad or you were very tired, try to use a strong adjective instead. Really try to develop your vocabulary as often as you can. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking classes with me online, then you can contact me. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. And you can find all the details about me and my classes on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.